Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also encourage you that we have a TV program that airs right after this broadcast on Public Access Channel Number 6 entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a look. Let us know what you think. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. Please take a look. We have a very extensive amount of information there with these radio programs. Also, our TV program are there and a host of other Bible-related material. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our worship periods and Bible study periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to show you a need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. Please come and be with us. For the past few weeks, we have been examining this text of 1 Peter. We are now beginning a new part of this study in verse 13 through 20 of chapter number 2. And we want to begin this morning by reading these verses, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13 through 20. Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to a king as supreme or to governors, as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bondservants of God, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is commendable, if because of conscience towards God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it, if when you are beaten for your fault, you take it patiently, but when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. Now, the false charges that were brought against Jesus was that his disloyalty to Rome. These were a false charge. They were a false charge in order to get Rome involved so they could crucify the Lord. Jesus taught the disciples to show respect for Caesar and to pay taxes. Turn with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 22, verse number 21. Matthew 22, verse 21. They were trying to trap Jesus but in his teaching, and so they brought a denarius in front of him and asked him, was it lawful for the Jews to pay tax? Jesus said in verse 21, and they said to him, Caesar. And he said, render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God. You see, nowhere in the scripture does God preach or promote rebellion against civil authority. And so again, this was a false charge. They made the same charge against Paul in Acts 24, verse 25. This seems to have been used against Christians generally in the early days, as we can read in Acts 17 and verse 17. Perhaps in response to these vicious rumors, the New Testament has much to say about loyalty to civil government. Perhaps also the importance of loyalty to civil government stems from the fact that the Jewish Christians were coming out of the Old Testament religious political kingdom in which God had forbidden association with those other nations, as we read in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy chapter 17 and verse number 15. And so as we begin to understand our subject that we're going to begin today and look at for a few weeks, and that is, what is man's duty to his fellow man? What is our duty to civil government? What is our duty to those who are in positions of authority over us? What do we do as God's people? And what is our duty and responsibility according to the teachings of Christ? And so we want to examine that this morning. Begin to examine that this morning and give you some things to consider. The New Testament teaching is very, very clear. Let's begin by reading some passages together. We're going to begin in Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12. I'm going to read verses 14 through 17. Verses 14 through 17. And when they came and said to him, Teacher, we know that you are true and care about no one, for you do not regard the person of men, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Shall we pay or shall we not pay? But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, Why do you test me? Bring me a denarius, and I may see it. So they brought it, and he said to them, Whose image and inscription is this? And they said to him, Caesar's. Then Jesus answered and said to them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they marveled at him. And then we read in Romans chapter 13, verse 1 through 7. Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to do good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. For because of this, you pay taxes, for they are God's ministers, attending continually to this very thing. Render therefore all to their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, custom to whom custom, fair to whom fair, and honor to whom honor. And then we read in 1 Timothy chapter number 2, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God. In Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Titus chapter 1, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, and to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility for all men. For we ourselves also were once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But when the kindness of the love of God our Savior towards man appeared, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit. And so in all of these passages, including 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 20, we see the New Testament teaching in regard to those who have rule over us, those who have an ruling authority over us. We are to submit to ruling authorities because they are divinely appointed by God for the task of preserving law and order and to protect the good law-abiding citizen, and to punish those who are wicked and disobedient. Christians are to be model citizens, not going against the law, but acting so as to commend themselves to the authority. The preceding section that we studied earlier in 1 Peter 2, 1 through 12, show Christians often under unjust attack or criticism. We must disarm such by law-abiding conduct for two reasons. Number one, self-preservation, and number two, for our conscience before God. We need to submit ourselves. We read this in chapter 2, verse 18, 3, verse 1, verse 5, verse 22, and chapter 5, verse 5. We are to submit. Slaves are to submit to their masters. Wives are to submit to their husbands. Angels are under submission to Christ, and young people are to submit to older, to those who are older. The contextual reason for submission. Why must we submit, as we read in verse number 13? Submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to king or supreme. Why do we need to do that? Therefore, preceding the instruction of Peter, because you are to conduct yourself honorably among the Gentiles. What that means is above those people who do not know God. Because as sojourners and pilgrims, we abstain from fleshly lust. And so we submit ourselves to the ordinance of the authority over us in a way that the evil that they might speak against us will be negated. Because you are people of God. As people of God, we have a higher standard. We have a higher threshold that we are to set the example by our conduct that others might see our obedience to God and might be encouraged that they need to have a relationship with God too. And as we studied in 1 Peter 2, verse 5, because you are living stones in God's spiritual house. And so it is not just to submit to the authority just for the sake of submission, but it is the example and the teaching that we do by doing so. Now, this word submit comes from a Greek word that primarily is a military term to rank under, to arrange, denotes in the middle of passive voice, to subject oneself to obey, to be subject to. In other passages, it means to be obedient, to be subject. In Strong's definition, in a non-military use, it was a voluntary attitude of giving in, cooperating, assuming responsibility, and carrying a burden. Now, I want you to notice the definition in a voluntary attitude of cooperating and assuming responsibility. We have a duty by God. We have a responsibility by God that we are to submit to those who are in authority over us. Not because we agree with what they do, not because we agree with every decision, or even the laws, especially today, and the laws that they make that are contrary to God's will. We can't violate God's will in anything that we do, but we are not violating God's will by being under authority and submission to those who have a authoritative duty over us. Obedience rendered to every authority instituted among men, political authorities at all levels. Peter's examples of kings and governors show that it is political and those who are in positions of rule over us. Now, is there an exception? Now, we don't want to close this particular part this morning without reading there is an exception. In Acts chapter 4, verse number 19, the scripture says, but Peter and Jesus answered them and said, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And in chapter 5, verse 29, Peter said, we ought to obey God rather than men. We can never disobey God, even if it means that we must go against the authority. But unless that authority is contrary to God's will, we must submit to it in order to submit to God's instruction for us. And so in conclusion this morning, and we will continue this next Lord's Day, we need to be under submission to the authorities that are over us in order to be under the authority of the Lord. Both can be done and accomplished correctly. Thank you for listening. Please tune in again next Lord.